AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. More fallout after the release of that video showing the police beating death of Tyree Nichols. CBS's Skylar Henry has the latest.
Five officers involved who were fired are facing multiple charges, including second-degree murder. Memphis police confirmed Monday that a sixth officer, Preston Hemphill, has been relieved of duty since the beginning of the investigation for his role in the incident. Several others who arrived on the scene are also under investigation.
He's there, handcuffs, moaning on the ground, and everybody's walking around nonchalantly like it's business as usual. So it should be accountability for everybody on the video.
That's Nichols' family attorney, Ben Crump. Meanwhile, three Memphis Fire Department officials have been fired, and they could face charges in connection with the death of Tyree Nichols. A Chicago prosecutor is dropping sex abuse charges against singer R. Kelly. Speaking to fellow sexual assault victims.
As a survivor, I know that the courage that it took for them to come forward, and I know that for those who were seeking to have their day in court here in Illinois, that today's announcement may be disappointing.
But Kim Fox says R. Kelly will be in prison for decades anyway on federal convictions. A trial is underway in New York for a woman accused of trying to kill a friend by giving her cheesecake laced with poison.
Victoria Nasora is accused of coming up with the intricate scheme.
This woman concocted a calculated plan.
Prosecutor Konstantinos Liturgas, in his opening statement, told jurors the poison cheesecake was a key element.
To get her alone in a room, to try to kill her, and to take her identity.
Nasora's friend did eat the cheesecake, then passed out. She survived, but when she came to, realized her passport and other items were missing. Nasora is also suspected of drugging men that she met on a dating website, then stealing their money. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Winter storm watches and warnings stretch from Texas to Pennsylvania. WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen.
Inland portions of Texas, as well as on up across the Mississippi Valley and on up towards the Great Lakes. This is an area where there is precipitation, where there is moisture, and it is falling in the form of snow, sleet, and freezing rain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, where he's been discussing several issues, including Iran's nuclear ambitions.
We agree that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Secretary Blinken also urged Israel and the Palestinians to do everything possible to calm recent tensions. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson discussing a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin before the invasion of Ukraine.
He threatened me at one point and said, you know, Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute or something like that, you know.
Boris Johnson made his comments during an interview with the BBC. This is CBS News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. 27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, what a day. It has been really cold here in Portland. Of course, 3 days ago, we had massive amounts of rain, which are now whacking the center part of the country as freezing sleet and hail and all kinds of wild weather in northern Texas and across the central plains. Amazing. Anyhow, welcome to the Tuesday edition of our program today. Want a side of liver cancer with your French fries? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, how worried should we be if the debt ceiling isn't lifted, are the Republicans actually planning to crash the American economy? In the second hour of our program, Dave McCullough, a gay Republican, is going to drop by. We're going to talk about Ron DeSantis' war on gay people or on the whole queer community. Also in the second hour, does the anti-abortion movement begin as a cynical ploy to defend racial segregation in schools? This is a fascinating story. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. And a crazy alert. She named her cafe Woke, and then all hell broke loose in the conservative world. It's another amazing story. This one has a happy ending. I'll tell you about that. In our third hour, Zelensky SOS on Putin mobilizing more troops, geeky science, Republicans have a death wish, and the latest crusade to place religion over the rest of civil society. A lot going on in the news today. And a lot to talk about. Our number, by the way, 202-808-9925. But to start out, my rant today, my daily take, as it were, over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Want a Side of Liver Cancer with Those Fries? And here's the story. The findings of a 2022 analysis of food packaging, basically the wrappers that your burgers and fries come in, or that your carryout food from the restaurant, that kind of thing, performed by Consumer Reports. They were looking for chemicals called PFASs, PFASs, in those packaging products, came up with some pretty amazing results. There's a link to the actual study itself. In my article, they found, some of these restaurants claim that they have changed these since then, but Arby's paper bag for cookies, the Burger King paper bag for cookies, the Cava fiber trail for kids' meals, the Chick-fil-A wrapper for sandwich wrap, McDonald's paper bag for French fries, Nathan's paper bag for sides, Sweet Greens paper bag for focaccia, Taco Bell's bag for chips, all contained organic fluorine, which is an indicator of PFAS. Again, these companies are rapidly, apparently, changing, what they're using, apparently in response to Consumer Reports. But PFAS, this is an acronym for perfluoral alkyl and polyfluoral alkyl substances. There's a family of over 12,000 chemicals that were discovered in 1938 by a 27-year-old chemist by the name of Roy Plunkett. And what he did was he bonded carbon molecules or carbon atoms with fluorine atoms to produce these 6- and 8-chain carbon, perfluoroalkyl substances, these PFASs. These substances hit Americans' consciousness in a big way in the basically in the 1950s, late 1950s, early 1960s, when 3M rolled out their nonstick product called Teflon, and which is, you know, made with PFASs. And since then, now they're used to treat furniture, particularly leather furniture. They're used to treat clothing to make them water resistant and stain resistant. Yeah, odds are your, you know, winter coat has been treated with PFAS. Paper and cardboard to make hot drink cups, food containers, burger wrappers, and waterproof cosmetics. So, you know, at first we thought that, hey, these things never break down, right? They're indestructible. They seem to be inert. You can't break them down with heat. You can't break them down with normal chemistry. You know, when bacteria are exposed to them, they can't metabolize them. So you don't, you know, they don't get broken down in landfills and things. They last forever. And you know, they thought this is a good thing. They're indestructible. So they've made firefighting foam with PFASs on the assumption that if firefighters got coated with this stuff, it didn't make any difference. Now we know that, you know, this wasn't such a good idea. In 2015, scientists found PFAS exposure lowers the immune response. In 2016, they found that they alter hormones that may have an impact on both pregnancy and male sperm. In 2017, they discovered that the chemicals could provoke childhood obesity and disrupt human hormones. In 2018, they found PFAS chemicals alter human metabolism so drastically that they're implicated in both childhood and adult obesity. And in 2020, researchers found, quote, associations between exposure to specific PFASs and a variety of health effects, including altered immune and thyroid function, liver disease, lipid and insulin dysregulation, kidney disease, adverse reproductive and developmental outcomes, and cancer. Now, DuPont has known since 1961 that these chemicals could produce at least some of these downsides, shall we say, which led to this massive 2017 lawsuit that cost DuPont $670 million. I don't know if you saw the movie Dark Waters. Mark Ruffalo was in it. In fact, when that movie came out, we talked about it here on the air. Did we ever get Mark on the air about that? We did, yeah, that's what I thought. You know, Mark Ruffalo is a good guy. And if you haven't seen that movie, Dark Waters, you can watch it for free on YouTube. And it's also on Amazon Prime and Hulu and Showtime. And then this two-year study from 2016 to 2018 found PFAS in 99% of the residents of New Jersey they examined. It's in the air we breathe. It's been found in polar bears. And they estimate that the water and municipal water supplies, water wells, used by over 200 million Americans are now contaminated with these chemicals. Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, Denmark, and Norway have all announced that they're going to ban PFASs. But here in the United States, the big chemical companies that make them have been playing, you know, kind of a cat and mouse game with regulators for years. You know, because the Supreme Court said that corporations are persons and they have the First Amendment right of free speech and money is the same thing as free speech, these companies that make these PFAS chemicals and use them have been pouring money into the campaigns of Republicans and wining and dining these guys. So, you know, Democrats have been trying to regulate PFASs. I'm not sure how you say the acronym, but Democrats have been trying to regulate them. Republicans have been blocking all of those efforts. So finally, in 2020, 3 years ago, the Democrats got into the Defense Authorization Bill, which is the must-pass legislation, right? If you don't pass this every 2 years, the Army ceases to exist. It's in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, or Section 7, as I recall. And so they put this in, that any company that discharges over 100 pounds of PFASs into the environment every year has to report every single suggesting that raising the debt limit, well, first of all,
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Forecasters are warning of dangerous, icy conditions as a storm system hits the south over the next 2 days. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We have a widespread ice event unfolding from Texas all the way to the Ohio River Valley.
New York Republican George Santos has stepped down from committees in Congress. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Santos is already under investigation over his campaign finances and lies about his past. Now he's saying he'll hold on to two committee assignments, but won't actually serve on them until he has been cleared. He is apologizing for being a distraction.
Two more Memphis police officers have been suspended and three fire department employees fired over the death of Tyree Nichols. CBS's Elise Preston.
As Memphis continues to mourn, the Biden administration announced it will send four officials to Tyree Nichols' funeral tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Shelby County District Attorney says more charges could be forthcoming in the future.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.